It's more says now Yilamein what the loy heavy be maisa. So this we have kashas now maisa, the kashas we asked before. If you want to tell me clearly that a chacham could be matter the nether even before it's chal, maisve. Says Alocha, somebody says, koi name, shein and enel aploini. I make it an issa nether that this person can't have any enjoyment from me. Ulemi shenishal alov. And I'm also saying that the chacham that's going to be matter this first nether, he is also also to have enjoyment from me. So it says the eitzah now is nishal alarishon. You should first be matter the first nether, the yachakach nishal alasheni, and then you could be matter the second nether. And the question is, am I? Why do you have to wait to be matter the second nether after it's chal, after you matter the first one? E boy alahain nishashol bereisha, the boy alahain nishashol bereisha. If you hold like we're just saying now, that a chacham can be matter the nether even before it's chal, so whichever nether the chacham wants to be matter first, he should be able to. Even if he wants to be matter just the second nether. Even though the second nether is not chal yet, but you're telling me now, a chacham could be matter a nether after it was said, even before it's chal? So where I says, maybe that's what it means. Mi yodeya hai risha vai sheni. We don't know what the brisa means, the first and the second. Maybe the first just means whichever one you want to do, that's called the first. Sayinachanami, this alone wouldn't be a proof. It could be, Tark, it's true, that if you want to, you could be shoyal on the second nether first, even though the second nether is not chal. The second nether was that the chacham, when he will be matter, my first nether, then he should become also to have enjoyment from me. Now, before he was matter, the first nether, he is not also. And still, it could be that you could be matter that second nether first. So, Kitzer, there's no kasha on Rapapi from here. But Meis, we have another kasha, like we had before. If your person says, "Koi name sheini nena v'hareini nozir l'kishesh l'olov," somebody makes a neder not to have enjoyment from somebody. Koi name sheini nena. He makes a neder that he can't have enjoyment from somebody, and then he also says that when I go to be matir that neder v'hareini nozir l'kishesh l'olov. If I'll ever be shoyl, the chacham, that would be matta that nether, when I'm matta my first nether, then I want to become a nozir. That's what the person said. So right now he's not a nozir yet. He's only going to become a nozir after he's shoyl, he takes off his first nether. This person first said now that Ruvain is also to have enjoyment from me. He just said it tonight, that if I'll ever be matta that nether, then I should become a nozir. But as long as he was not matter the first nether, he's not a nozir. Now it says over here that nishal al nidroi. What he has to do is bedavka. First he has to go to take off the nether if he wants to. He has to be shoyel, be matter the nether. V'yachakach, and afterwards, nishal al nidroi. Then first he has the right to go to a chacham to be matter a second nether than a zirus. Now the question is, v'yamai? So what you just got from the saying before, that a chacham could be matter a nether, even before it's chal, if so am I. Iboi al nidra nisha sobereisha, viboi al nizroi nisha sobereisha. It should be up to him, whichever way he wants to. If he wants to, the chur, he should be able to be shoyl on the nether first. But if he wants to, he should also be able to be shoyl on the nizirus first. Even though he's not a nazir, until first he's matter the first nether. But if you're telling me, though, that a chokhm could be matter the nether, even before it's chal, why can't he be matter a second nether? And here it says clearly that you can only be matter the first nether first, then you become a nozir, and then you could be matter the second naziris. So the chura tiyufta, from here clause to tiyufta, on the second lashon, that they want to say everybody holds that a chokhm could be matter before it's chal. So the chura tiyufta, mashmur to hold like this. And Avada Chacham could not be matter before it's really chal. Even though by Hafara, there we paskin like the Rabbanan sheet, like it says in our Mishnah, that by Hafara, Chacham as a husband could be made for his wife's Nadorim even before it's chal, but Lechur, that's only by Hafara. Mashenkein, by Chacham, there Takui Darshan Lo Yachal Devorim means that you could only be Moichel, be matter Nadorim after there's a Chalois HaNeder. Once the nether is chal, then the chacham can be matter the nether. But in Echnami, before a nether is chal, a chacham has no right to be matter that nether. All right, turn over.
Yeah, the last Mishnah says like this.
Varishayna, at the beginning, Hayu Aimrim. The Chaman used to say like this, that Shalosh Noshim, there are three wives, that Yotzais, the Chaman believes them what they say, and because of what they say, they have a right to receive a get. Yotzais, they go out. V'noitles Ksuba, but they receive a Ksuba also. In other words, it's not their fault that they're getting a get. So the Chaman believe the wives, and the Chum therefore told the husband, you have to give your wife a get, and you also have to pay the ksuba. What are these three cases? If a wife tells the husband that she's temeya, she's also to live with her husband. And the Gemara will put it to cases where she was an Eishes Kayin. The halacha is, if she's married to a Kayin, so if she was Nemsa, if another man was Ma'anasa, forced her to live with her, even though she's not Chayiv Misa, but I call upon him, she's also to live with her husband. Anashias Kayin Shenensa is also to her husband. So therefore, she didn't do anything wrong. It was an oinus. Somebody forced her. But I call upon him, she's also to her husband. Therefore, the husband has to give her a get, and he has to pay her the ksuba also. So at the beginning, the Chachamim believed her. Mashenka Anashias Yisrael, she wouldn't get a ksuba. Because Anashias Yisrael, the only time she's also to her husband, if she did a baratzon. An Eishes Yisrael, if she was forced, she's still mutter to her husband. There's no reason for a get. The only reason for a get would be is if she says, stam willingly, she has nus. If she has nus to another man, then she doesn't deserve a ksuba. So that's what the Mishnah says she deserves a ksuba, is only by an Eishes Kayin that she says what happened was, she was nensa. Another case is if she says, shomayim beni lubeincha. As I have a complaint against you, that only Hashem knows about this complaint. So Ran explains, Muchach b'gemar dochikar melei, shein shichva zera yorek echetz, b'shas tashmis. The wife complains that b'shas tashmis, his zera, does not shoot out like a chetz, like an arrow. Therefore, v'yena royal ha'olit. Therefore, it's his fault why I'm not pregnant. It's because of him that I can't become pregnant. So that's her complaint. From a tukma b'voyis machmas, then she has rayas for this. So I call upon him, that's the lashon she's saying, that only Hashem knows about this. So therefore she has the right to ask for a ksuba, because she has the right to say that she wants to have children, and my husband can't have children, therefore she wants a get. So the chaman believed her, so she receives a get, and then she gets a ksuba also. Another case is, or the third case is, in the tulani min ayudim, that she says she's also to live with any man, no, she's making herself also matashma shamita. So Ran says like this, Netula nimin ayudim means, she'osra alatzmo hanos tashmish kol ayudim. She's like making the neder that she cannot live with any man now. And included in that neder is her husband. V'chivon domucho milso, the tashmish koshala, that her complaint is, that by her it bothers her a lot tashmish. She has pain during tashmish. She's like being forced now. Therefore, it's not her fault. Stop, she has a sickness right now that she can't live with a man. So therefore, it's considered that she's an onus. Therefore, we tell the husband to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. That was Barishayna. That was at the beginning. Now the Mishnah says, Chazru Leina, later on, the next generation, the next Bezdin, they change their mind. That they were afraid not to believe the wife. They were afraid that sometimes what happens is that a wife, she's married, and she likes another man, so she wants to get rid of her first husband. So she lies and says these things happen in order to receive a get from the first husband, and then she'll get married to a second husband. So the Chum did not believe her anymore. So therefore, ha'imeres t'me'ani l'cho. Let's say now an Eishes Kayin comes and tells the husband, you should know, a man was minus me, I'm also to you. So the Chum said, you should know, Tovi Rayled Vareho. The way you are right now, we don't believe you. You're mutter to your husband, stay with him. The only time we'll believe you is to bring Edim. You have to bring Edim that a man was minus you. But without that, you're mutter. The Ran says, Shenenso, Ovalav Ochele Mistra Abayla. Without a proof, we don't believe her, and she's mutter to her husband. What about Hashemayim Beni Lebeincho? If she complains that the husband can't make her pregnant, so we say, Yasa Derech Bakosha. What we tell her to do is, what we tell him to do is, like try to appease one another. the Ran says, the first B'Yishal Miyaseh Suda V'Yafayis V'Etzotev K'mashmon. Stam will give them an Etzotev, like to try and tell them, like, try and make peace. Try and make up between the two of you. That's all. But we're not going to tell the husband to give you a get. On the two La'anim and the Yehudim, let's say she makes the sister Neder, that she can't live with any man, so we tell the is, Yefra L'Chalka, we tell the husband right now, go be made for that Neder. Take off at least your Chalik, that she'll be mutter to live with you. We don't believe her that she can't have Tashmash anymore, and that you should give her a get. We don't believe her anymore. But rather we tell the husband, just be made for your Chalik. Hotei Misham Shosai, that you should be mutter to your wife. Hotei Netumim and Ayudim. But the rest of the Neder, that would still be Chal, she'll still be us and everybody else. So the kids, so we don't believe her after the Mishnah Achreina, and therefore we go without her belief. So therefore, if she made the Neder, we tell the husband to be matter his chelik, and he's mutter to her, they stay married.
Yeah.
So here the Ran asked the famous question, that the Ikala Medik, he asked the question on Masnissen. Kivon de Medina di Yomer Tumani Lechor. That midiraisa, if an isha tells the husband she's also a man live with her, she's believed. So midiraisa, the husband now was also to live with his wife. So it's a kasha on the Mishnah Achreina, or Mishum Shlateina, Senefenea Biachar, Hechetiru. So the Chomer were afraid that maybe the wife is lying because she has another boyfriend, so therefore we don't believe her. So therefore we say her first husband is mutter to her. The question is, how does that work? How is she mutter to her first husband? If midiraisa she is believed, then she's also to her first husband. V'chayisa shabol, eichen holach. Where did this go? Tehran says a few tzurutzim that yesh mi shetiris the afagad emdin asir resholer rabbonin humavatle milsa diraisa v'shomigda milsa v'kum asay together god o gozrubo shloi tetitin enel biyach avki atzum miyad baila v'shus biyodam lasas kein enechanami zechom sometime have a right even kum v'yasay. If the Chum say something, they have the power to tell the person, listen, we give you permission to do an Aveira. The Chum tell you, the Kumbia say, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. See, Mishum, a big important thing of Migda Milsa, the Chum said you could do it. Then the Rani is cautious on this, the Kumbia say, usually don't say it on the Shabbatah say. So Ran says another terrorist. That the Chermina Mekam Aduch, the Chol Mekadosh, the Adatit Rabbana Mekadosh. V'yafkin Rabbana Kedushim Minayim. And we always say, when you first get married, you always say, Aram Kedeshesli, V'tabazul Kedash Moshe V'Yisrael. That you always Mekadosh Adat the Rabbanan. So therefore, if the Rabbanan later on take off the Kedushim, they have a right to take off the Kedushim. So Melo, the Rabbanan can be Mafkir the Kedushim, therefore you're still Mutter to her. So therefore, the Kitzah, the Mishnah Achrein holds, that the Chol said not to believe her, and she remains mutter to her husband. So Mara says like this, Iboilihu, have a question like this, Labaila, Omra Labaila Tumeyani. If she tells her husband she's an Ashes Kayin, and she tells her husband that somebody lived with her, another man forced her. So the Mishnah Achruana says, we don't believe her, and she's still mutter to her husband. Mal Shatiyachim Truma. What about eating Truma? Is she allowed to eat Truma or not? So Rav says like this, the Dilma Labaila Hu Dilay Mehemna, only to a husband we don't believe her, Kadesh Latitane El Biachar, that she should not go with another boyfriend. Ava Betruma Mehemna, but maybe our co-partner of the Rabbanan believed in the Gayat Hilchot Truma, that she should be Yosef teach Truma now. Lamaisa, she says that another man lived with her, so she become a Chalolan like now, she's also teach Truma. So do we believe her to Hilchot Truma or not? So Rav Sheshes saw my chelis. No, we don't believe her for Hilchos Truma either. We say that she didn't live with a man, and she's mutati Truma. You know why? Shloitoitzi laz avoneho. Because the way it is now, the Chomim says, we don't believe her, and she's allowed to stay married with her husband, and she could have children. And if we're going to tell her that she can't eat Truma, there'll be a loss. People will start talking about her children, that they're chalolim. People say, listen, she can't eat Truma. You know why? Because most probably she did live with another man. And if she did live with another man, she's also to her husband, the Kayin, and the kids are Chalolim. So today that people should not talk, give a lot, talk a bit about the children, the Chum said she's even allowed to eat Truma also. That's what Rav Shesha says. Rav Amar no, ain't no Echelis. No, we don't let her eat Truma. And I'll tell you, there won't be any laws either. Because Efshar the Yochla Chulin, it's possible that she'll only eat Chulin. So people won't talk bad that she's not eating Truma.
That's not so bad. People will see her. She's eating chulin. Omar Rav, Rav says like this. So Moedi Rav Sheshes, she nisar malo, she no echeles. And she becomes an amana, then avada she can't eat anymore. Because now when she doesn't have a husband anymore, avada has to be choshev, then maybe taka she would live with a man then, and she became a chalola, that she can't eat truma anymore. Midiu time elim bishrim toitzi laz avoneh. The only reason why we let her eat truma now is that a bad name should not go upon her kids. This armalov and his garsha, amri hashtu the istasis. But she comes in amon or a grusha, so if we stop, we tell her, not eat truma, well, it's not because she was a psul before. It could be something happened right now. So therefore, there's no moitzi laz. Therefore, after she receives a get, or if she comes in amon, then avada, we believe her that she can't eat truma. Amarat Papa, Bodaklan Rava, Rava was Bodak like this. Aishas Kayin Shenensa, an Aishas, the wife of a Kayin, that another man was Manasa, forced her. Yesh Laksuba, Yen Laksuba. Does she receive a Ksuba or not? The Lacher is now the husband, the Kayin, has to give her a get. Because the Kayin is also to stay married to her. But does he have to give her a Ksuba or not? Kivan, the Yainis Nagabi Kayin, Kirots Nagabi Yisrael Dami, so she doesn't get a Ksuba. By a kohen, anoinis is like rotzen by Yisrael. If an isha did it for rotzen, a zayna, a saita, she doesn't receive a ksuba. Therefore, ain't like ksuba. I do, maybe no. Motzi yomle, she could say, anoho chazina. I'm fit, I don't